We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, everyone.
Representative Taban, are there any circumstances under which you would support relocating the Pawtucket Red Sox to a new stadium in Providence?
I've been very clear, my position. They have a name. They're called the Pawtucket Red Sox. That's where they are. That's where they belong. That's where they should stay.
And the ownership group says they need a new ballpark in a more economically prosperous area to bring up the attendance for the Paw Sox. What's your explanation for why the Paw Sox attendance has decreased so dramatically in recent years when you would think, even in economic tough times, Rhode Islanders would turn to the Paw Sox as an affordable source of family entertainment?
I believe that all the things that they are talking about doing in Providence is what they should focus on doing in Pawtucket. Not enough of that has been done, and Pawtucket is ready for that revival.
Let's go to Scott.
Well, look, if the owners want to move the team and there's not a huge public subsidy, they have the right to move the team, don't they? But Pawtucket doesn't own this franchise.
No, absolutely, Mr. McKay. I believe that Pawtucket is, I've called it a marriage. It's been a 40-year marriage. And if they
want it's
on the rocks. But being a private entity, they have the right to do whatever they want. But they can't forget about who housed them and who was there for them throughout this whole time. And the people of Pawtucket deserve that. And that should be respected.
Pawtucket's Mayor Don Grebian recently asked Governor Raimondo to do an economic feasibility study on the cost of modernizing McCoy Stadium. The mayor says that's required as part of the current lease agreement for the Paw Sox. But I wonder if you think Pawtucket officials, including yourself, have been proactive enough in trying to keep the Paw Sox in Pawtucket. It seems like this request from the mayor came at a very late stage in the game.
Well, we also got caught by surprise. We didn't know that this was going to happen. This all suddenly happened, and we unfortunately had to react. But one thing that we need to be clear on is that in order for the tickets to be as low as they've been and to keep that family-friendly environment, Mr. Mondor and the Red Sox organization asked the city of Pawtucket not to make this the destination that everyone talks about in order to keep those tickets low. So suddenly, with the change of ownership, we have to scramble and figure out how to keep them here after we, for so many years, did so much for them.
You know, a lot of people in Pawtucket, I talk with Administration Director Tony Pyrus, who's been around the State House, obviously, and he was very surprised, as he told me, when he saw that the late Jim Skeffington had met with Governor Raimondo even before she took office on Inauguration Day and said that she didn't want to be the governor that would, quote-unquote, lose the Paw Sox out of the state of Rhode Island. Now, later, you know, they had discussions with Pawtucket city officials, members of Governor Raimondo's team. Do you think she was dealing straight with the city of Pawtucket? It doesn't look to a lot of us like she was.
It's a tough issue. It's a very hard one because I want to give the governor the benefit of the doubt. Clearly, when she gets elected and she's governor-elect, all these things start coming in. And again, the Red Sox deal, from what we gather, was confidential for a certain period of time.
Yeah, but they talked to her.
But yes, again, they go to her because she was going to be at the helm. And so that's the thing that I believe that the mayor and all of us, it caught us by surprise. And it wasn't fair because we didn't have the right amount of time to really put a good proposal together.
To switch gears a little bit, the House and Senate recessed in June after a kind of an abrupt ending to the session. The Senate voted in favor of Governor Raimondo's proposal to put a user fee or toll on trucks to pay for bridge improvements. The House did not vote on the legislation, and the House may come back for a fall session to consider it. Do you support Governor Raimondo's plan to use tolls on trucks to pay for bridge improvements?
We have a $1 billion problem right now that's going to be a $2 billion problem if we don't take care of it. So something has to be done, and I support any initiative that's going to get us there. She's shown her boldness and her courageousness since being a treasurer, and now we have to address this problem. So I have a company in my district that continues to grow, import cash into the state, and I brought that up. And so I support any good form of a funding that's going to make sense for everybody.
Well, what's good depends on who you ask. So do you support the governor's proposal?
I believe it's the speaker and her are working very closely to put something together that makes sense for the different parties involved. the taxpayers and the trucking community. So I have the full confidence that we've done it once, we'll do it again.
We're talking here with State Representative Carlos Tobon of Pawtucket. And now back to Scott.
You know, the legislature did cut taxes on folks who collect Social Security, but they weren't real generous to the cities and towns on extra aid to help some of the older cities like your own city of Pawtucket. This school construction thing, $20 million, that's a drop in the bucket.
Absolutely. And it's funny you say the drop in the bucket. I've been talking about the train stop being a drop in the bucket. But $20 million is not anything out of this world, but it's a good start. It's an additional $20 that weren't there, and it's going to position us for other future things. Now, with what the governor has outlined and what we delivered as a House with the budget, we could be pretty confident that we're going to have some additional revenues to play with, and hopefully that will make up for the difference, and we can continue to throw more money into that area.
You're serving your first term as a representative, and you're part of the Democratic majority. So do you think you've been able to do things to help Pawtucket economically?
Absolutely. I mean, being one of two freshmen in over two decades to get on the House Finance Committee, it's a rare feat. And having the privilege of serving, I got to see how our state runs. I heard I was at every hearing, listening to all the testimonies and really formulating my opinion and how it works. We were able to increase $4 million for the state, for Pawtucket School Department to improve the different things in education. So I believe I did deliver on that.
Should the city, as a contingency, should the city now be doing an active study on what would happen with McCoy Stadium needs to be replaced, what you can put there, what the cost of that would be, and how you could enhance economic development in that part of the city?
Absolutely. We can't wait till last minute. Clearly, we see what happens when we wait or are caught by surprise. So we need to position ourselves where we can maybe think up things that may occur and see how to mitigate it. So in this case, I've talked about the train stop not necessarily being what's going to replace McCoy, but it's an area that if we invest in it now, and it's not something that's going to be for Pawtucket or Central Falls in particular, this is a state project that happens to be in Central Falls and Pawtucket. And if in all the studies pretty much indicate that if we invest there now, it's a $50 million investment that if Rhode Island comes through with $20 million, it's going to create growth. It's going to improve the revenues for the cities because of property values going up. It's going to create jobs. It's going to get people to move in. And all those things are going to help a heavily dependent area in or subsidized area of the state to be able to grow, and then the state could redirect those funds to other municipalities or areas that need it.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And State Representative Carlos Tobon of Pawtucket.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Mr. McKay. We really appreciate it.